Lep pozdrav vsem!
Kateri gumb pa pritisnem?
Tisti, na katerem piše OFF.
CETA še vedno cepa. Belgija ni v stanju pristopa. Predlog evropske regulacije avtomobilskih emisij z majhno luknico. Zasedanje mednarodne komisije za kitolov v Portorožu s statusom quo. Retrospektiva Davida Malkoviča in pionirji računalniške umetnosti v MSUM. Belgijski premier Charles Michel je izjavil, da Belgija ni v stanju podpisa pristopa k celovitemu mednarodnemu prostotrgovinskemu sporazumu CETA. Podpis sporazuma so namreč kljub pritiskom zavrnili v valonskem parlamentu, pridružila pa se jim je še vlada mesta Brusel in francosko govoreča skupnost. Predsednik Evropskega sveta Donald Tusk sicer še vedno ostaja optimističen. S kanadskim premierjem Justinom Trudeaujem se je dogovoril, da kljub vsemu pride v Brusel. Ali bo kljub vsemu CETA v četrti tak podpisana, komentira član belgijske organizacije Klimaxi Fabian Fluis.
It's very hard to predict because in the last days and weeks we've seen that almost anything is possible when it comes to EU trade negotiations, but at the moment it seems more likely than not that the CETA agreement can't be signed on Thursday. The Belgian regions have been quite clear and strong in their demands on CETA. And it's hard to see how those demands can be met without opening the actual text of the agreement, which the commissioners and Canada have both said that they were unwilling to do it. So within the space given by the commission and the Canadians to the Walloons and their demands, it seems unlikely that they can be met. But as I said, it's everything is possible and we'll probably only know by tomorrow or so. Yeah, it's still open, the summit hasn't been cancelled officially yet. It could also happen without the signature of CETA, that they just meet to discuss other issues. But at the moment, our best estimate is probably that the signature will not happen on Thursday.
Po novem predlogu evropske regulacije glede avtomobilskih emisij bi proizvajalci avtomobilov z bencinskim motorjem z direktnim vbrizgom lahko presegli najvišjo dovoljeno raven določenih emisij za do 50% glede na trenutno uveljavljene standarde Euro 6. Izpuhi motorjev z neposrednim vbrizgom vsebujejo več trdnih delcev, kot to velja za običajne bencinske motorje. Kot prikazujejo poročila Evropske stranke zelenih, so nekateri lobisti avtomobilske industrije želeli doseči kar 300% zvišanje ravni emisij, regulatori na ravni EU pa so bili pripravljeni sprejeti kompromis. Pri tem gre dodati, da spoštovanje vedno strožjih pravil glede emisij iz tehnološkega vidika postaje resnično težko dosegljivo pri večjih in težjih avtomobilih, kot so terenci, prodaji katerih se avtomobilska podjetja niso pripravljena odpovedati. Cestni promet ostaja glavni vir emisij CO2 v Evropski uniji. Švedsko vrhovno administrativno sodišče je odločilo, da za brezpilotna letala s kamerami velja ista zakonodaja kot za nadzorne kamere. Po novi razsodbi bodo morali piloti letalnikov pridobiti licence, ki bodo zagotavljale varovanje zasebnosti. Na zakonodajo so se kritično odzvali mediji in Švedsko združenje brezpilotnih letalnikov. Medijske organizacije se pritožujejo, ker bodo izgubile možnosti senzacionalističnih posnetkov velikih nesreč. Grčija je prejela novo finančno injekcijo za reševanje finančne krize, ki znaša 2,8 milijarde evrov. Atene so tako prejele skoraj 32 od 86 milijard evrov pomoči, ki jo je odobril Evropski mehanizem stabilnosti, krajše ESM, in ki naj bi bila v celoti izplačana do konca 2018. Stabilneži so se za izplačilo pomoči odločili, ker Grčija izpolnjuje zaveze in spreminja zakonodajo, ki ureja pokojninsko zavarovanje, upravljanje bank in energetski sektor. Od slabih 3 milijard pomoči bo dobra tretjina namenjena neposredno poplačilu obresti in glavnice. Več 10 tisoč ljudi v mestih širom Hondurasa sestavilo človeške verige, s katerimi so želeli opozoriti na visoko stopnjo nasilnega kriminala v državi. Honduras beleži skoraj 85 umorov na 100 tisoč prebivalcev, kar je najvišje razmerje na svetu. Za večji del so odgovorne skupine organiziranega kriminala, ki so opletene v trgovino z drogami preko Srednje Amerike. To vrstno nasilje je v Hondurasu, El Salvadorju in Guatemali v lanskem letu z domov pregnalo nekaj več kot 100 tisoč ljudi. Njihovo število pa se je v zadnjih 3 letih povečalo za 5-krat. Večina migrantov ubira pot proti Mehiki, število deportiranih iz Mehike nazaj v omenjene države pa se je v zadnjih 5 letih povečalo za 180%.
Oba, če bom odgovoril na angleščini.
Slovenija will try to help.
We can.
Slovenija will.
And we will
do our utmost
to say that the situation is
our problem ourselves.
And
we will
make further steps as soon as the conditions are
very, very serious.
News from Slovenia.
We know how and we will.
Peace, Dubo Bok.
V Portorožu zaseda mednarodna komisija za kitolov. Udeležili so se delegati več kot 80 držav. Po novem poskusu vedbe območja v Atlantiku, v katerem je kitolov prepovedan, je ponovno propadel. Predlog so predlagale države južne poloble, opozicijo pa so jim tradicionalno predstavljale Japonska, Islandija in Norveška. Pod harpunami naj bi letno sicer končalo okrog 2000 kitov. Število kitov, ki se ujemajo v ribiške mreže, kot so ulov, pa bi lahko dosegalo več kot 100 tisoč. Kiti bodo na svoj rezervat morali še malce počakati, komentira Nicolas Entrup z organizacije Ocean Care.
Today at the International Whaling Commission quite a significant majority of countries, 38 countries voted in favor to establish the South Atlantic as a whale sanctuary, and but 24 countries did not agree and voted it down, so because you need a 3/4 majority, so this was not reached. It's a very disappointing situation now, because you know the all range states to the region that would have been declared have been proponents of this sanctuary, so it's very unfair that countries not from the region voted them down and prevented a very positive step forward. Yes, in general the sanctuary would have established or would have used a conservation management plan, and that plan of course would have tried to address all threats to whales and dolphins in the region, and one of the biggest threats of course is bycatch due to fisheries activities. And in general the International Whaling Commission is more and more taking on threats whales and dolphins face in addition to direct hunts, which is a good move forward, so that the competence is expanded by this forum. However, you know, you need to recall that there are some countries involved in the commission that really do not want to see any kind of progress on that matter, and this is very disappointing. One example is that when Brazil put forward the sanctuary proposal, this was reviewed by the scientific committee, and per consensus the scientific committee approved that all the information supplied was based on sound science and good information, and still some countries do not agree that such a sanctuary is necessary. So that's why my conclusion is it's a very disappointing day, but I really hope that the rangers do not give up and try to come back again with the proposal.
V nadaljevanju bo konferenca obravnavala še japonske kršitve prepovedi kitolova v znanstvene namene. Nadaljuje Entrup.
Yeah, they can only put it forward again at the next conference, which is in 2 years. And at this conference, there are other very important aspects to be discussed. And one is, of course, the question about scientific whaling, because, you know, there is a ruling by the International Court of Justice that the Japanese whaling programs are have been found not to fulfill the criteria of being scientific, so they should stop. But Japan has ignored that and continued with a revised plan without waiting for the judgment of the scientific committee or the commission. So that's also a very hot topic to be discussed at the commission meeting here and other items. I think what the most important message is that whaling does not have a place in the 21st century.
OFF je pripravil noveli.